Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go to the Dial Pad guest line to speak to another Super Bowl champ. He's also a three-time All-Pro and a former Redskin. You can check him out now on NBC Sports Washington and ESPN 980. Brian Mitchell joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Brian, first and foremost, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much. First question out of the gate, what's the mindset in the Redskins locker room this week? Coming off that win against the Dolphins last week, they ready to go for this 49er game?
Well, they know they have a lot of corrections to make. They're not going to play the same game they played last week and get a victory. They're going to have to improve a lot. They can't allow the ball to go through the air as it did. I heard you all just saying it. I know they're going to try to stop the run from San Francisco, but they were killed in the passing game late in the game last week. And they have to be able to run the ball and run it effectively. Last week, the offensive line had no penalties, which they seem to have a lot. If they can do that and not hurt themselves, maybe they give themselves a shot, but they're going to have to play a lot better than they did last week.
B. Mitch, maybe a shot, an outside shot is that. How does it feel covering a team that's just so bad?
Well, you know, I'm a professional. No matter if they're good or bad, I have to do my job, and I try to be honest about it at all times. And when they're not playing well, I speak exactly what I see and what I think, you know. I think that's the best way to do it. You know, I've always had people who held me accountable and told me, When my crap stuck, they told me about it. And when things were good, they told me that too. So a lot of these guys, they hate the former athlete talking in the media because they know people believe us. But to hell with it. That's the way I am. That's where I have to be. Because if they want to improve, they need to hear the truth.
No question. And you've always been honest. And you know I got to give you a hard time. If they win, I'll give you a couple points, and maybe I'll treat you a round of golf and take your money out there too. But hey, Mitch. So when you're looking at this team, the Skins, what is it missing? Is it talent? Is it coaching? Or do you see that this team has enough talent? What has been the biggest thing in your opinion that's missing?
You know what? I think they have talent. Now, a lot of the most talented guys aren't there, but that's no excuse. You still got to play with the people that you have. But I think it was coaching at first because I don't think the guys were held accountable. I don't think they were pushed and pressed to be better football players. I thought that, you know, we hear so many guys saying, players coach, players coach. What is a players coach? You know, in my eyes, a players coach is a guy who gets you to your best and helps you win games. But if a guy is just, you're friendly with him and he's laughing and joking all the time like he's damn a comedian and you're not winning, that's not a players coach. That's right. A damn fool in my book. And I think that's what they had prior. You know, now, even with Callahan, just the little things he changed up, they seem to be, oh, Lord, now we got to straighten up. When you're allowed to go out there and BS around and don't improve and you keep screwing up week in and week out and you're still starting, then, you know, what is everybody else going to do? They're going to start doing the same thing because, you know, the coach said, well, I'm going to have competition. I hold people accountable. But, you know, obviously don't do it. So I think that was a major problem for this team.
It seems like Adrian Peterson's been rejuvenated with the coaching change. 23 totes last week and 118 yards on the ground. How much has the coaching change kind of jump-started Adrian Peterson and this offense as a whole?
Well, the coaching change jump-started Adrian Peterson 100%. You think about the first game. He was healthy and they didn't play him. They played a guy who was coming off a knee injury and they didn't know if he was really, really ready to go. And I think that was a dumb move right there. Then the next week, you run the guy 10 times. You know, if you're going to have Adrian Peterson in the football game, you need to run him at least 20 times because he starts to get his groove right around 10. And if you're going to start getting the groove from him, you know, then you can run play action pass. But the problem that this team had, they had a lot of things they had a running game that did not match up with the play action passing game. You know what I mean? Mm. Now the running game matches with the play action passing game. You know, if you're running the ball from a T position all day, and then all of a sudden you throw a guy in the eye when I want to play action, you're not going to fool me if I'm on defense.
Right.
And I think now they're starting to do things the way that football is supposed to be played. I understand that this game has changed, but still, you got to be physical. You got to run the ball. You got to stop the run because when teams that can run the ball still in this day and age, they win a lot.
No question. And the Niners seems to be that team that's able to run the ball, like you alluded to, and play with the physicality. You talked about the offensive side of the Skins. What about defensively? What do you see these guys needing to do to slow down this potent run game for the Niners?
They have to win at the line of scrimmage. You know, we got a bunch of young guys. You know, they got the guys from Alabama and Payne and Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen, and then they got Ioannidis. Those guys are going to have to win their battles. They're going to have to push the offensive line of the 49ers into their backfield to not allow those quick hits. You know, I watched the game against Cleveland, the first play of the game, boom, 87-yard touchdown. You know, when you see something like that, it gives you a lot of confidence. But they can't allow those type of big plays. And that happens from the offensive linemen getting their butts whipped by the D linemen and allowing those linebackers to fit and make the tackles and things of that sort. If they don't win at the line of scrimmage, I don't care what game you watch, and I don't care what happens, what type of offense, defense, whatever you run, and you just watch the line of scrimmage, and whoever wins that wins the football game.
Super Bowl champ Brian Mitchell joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What's the status of cornerback Josh Norman? I see that he's missed practice this week. It seems like the indications are that he's going to play. Even when he's been out there this year, the numbers don't lie. It seems like he's struggling a bit.
He has been, and that's the thing about it. You know, when you pay the way that Josh Norman is paid, you have to play a lot bigger and better than he's playing. Last year at the beginning of the season, everybody felt that Quentin Dunbar was the best cornerback on the team. He got injured. Well, hell, this year they feel the exact same thing. You know, the difference is Quentin Dunbar didn't get $50 million guaranteed, and Josh Norman has to play better. He's always been a guy who's not fleet of foot, you know what I mean? So he's going to have to find a way and do things. You have a guy on that squad down there, Richard Sherman, who's not as fast as most corners, but he has that veteran savvy, and Josh has to figure that out. This defense is not what he was playing with in Carolina, where, you know, they lived in the backfield with making quarterbacks rush and hold on to the ball. They don't do that all the time, and they don't blitz a lot. He's going to have to play better. And I would say if he's on a good one, I'll be throwing the ball to him all day.
Mm. Well, the Niners probably are going to try to do that. What do you think about this San Francisco 49ers defense, especially the guys up front?
Well, I think they're very good. You know, the thing about it, normally you get a team that can rush the passer or stop the run. Well, they have both. Buckner in the middle, then you got Bosa on the outside. You know, those guys are just wreaking havoc. You know, when you have guys that – and then with Bosa, they move him around, a la, you know, J.J. Watt, Lawrence Taylor from back in the day. When a guy has that talent, you know, and that's what I mean right there. When those guys can win their battles most times, they make it easier for the guys behind them.
Washington's sitting on a pretty talented tackle who has not played this year in Trent Williams. How do you think – this gets sorted out before the trade deadline? Does he end up coming in with a new coaching regime, or do they end up trading him before the deadline, Brian?
I think they need to trade him. I think they should trade him because he's basically told them he's not coming here. He's not coming back. And I don't know what they're trying to do by, you know, trying to one-up him and show him whatever we're going to show you. No, you just like Tom Crawford stated in Jacksonville, you got to always try to better your football team. And Jalen Ramsey left, and what did they do? They brought in two first-rounders and a fourth rounder. When you can do stuff like that, you have to make that move. And with Trent Williams, he won't garner the same type of, he won't get that type. They won't get that type of load haul back with because of Trent Williams. But they can get something. And if a guy is not on your team, he's not helping your team. So why not trade him and get somebody on your team that can actually help your team?
Super Bowl champ, three-time All-Pro, former Redskin. Check him out now on NBC Sports Washington and ESPN 980. Brian Mitchell with us here on 95.7 The Game. Brian, we appreciate the time and the insights. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
All right, man. Y'all take care.